Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Happy post Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Also, happy post Thanksgiving.
Yes, so many sales happening. I don't handle sales well because I get...
Same. I was overwhelmed.
I get overwhelmed and then I'm like, well, do I really need this or am I just trying to buy it because it's on sale? You know?
Exactly.
It's like a mind F.
Yes. I feel like I need to make a... I tell myself every year that I'm going to make a list of all the people I need to buy gifts for and exactly like what I think they're going to want. But by the time Black Friday, Cyber Monday rolls around, I haven't done it, and then I get overwhelmed, and then I just don't. And then I end up shopping last minute and paying extra for shipping to get here in time for Christmas. It's just, I'm not good at it. Hopefully everyone is a lot better than the both of us are.
Yeah, I think a lot of y'all picked up some new faces.
Yep.
I had people messaging me being like, I hope new faces giving y'all some kickbacks from this because I'm like, that would be awesome, but we just truly love the device. And
yeah.
For anybody listening who is still on the fence about getting a new face, I would say that if you're 30 plus, get the Trinity, which is the bigger model with the replaceable heads, so you can use the prongs and the LED light. And then if you're younger than 30, just buy the Mini. It's small enough to travel with. It will give you the exact same lift, but it just doesn't have the option for different attachments.
Yeah.
So invest in that while you're young. I say like 33 or something is not young, but like,
right?
You know, I need the prongs. Yeah. I need the prongs. Some of
totally.
You baby face 25-year-olds don't need the prongs. So there we go.
I also feel like, is it shade to give it as a gift to like your mom?
See, okay, I have thought about this nonstop, and I remember when we would do these holiday videos at Pop Sugar and we would talk about gifting and who you should gift what.
Yeah.
There was always the conversation about whether or not you were going to offend somebody by giving them skincare or a device that helps them look younger. I think you
should know who would appreciate. Yes. Because you're not just giving anybody a new face. It's like $300 or $400. So.
Exactly. Like in this case, I think that if I gave my mom a new face, she would be stoked. Would she know how to use it? And would she use it regularly? I'm not sure. If I gave it to my sisters, they would be super excited. So yeah, I think to your point, Kirby, you need to know the relationship first, the relationship status.
I give Janet stuff all the time, and then I find out that she, like, gives it to friends and stuff because she just doesn't use it or doesn't know how to use it.
And I'm like, oh, my God. My mom does that all the time, and then I'll get a text from my aunt or someone thanking me for something.
I know.
And then I'd be like, what?
I'm like, lady, I specifically gifted these to you for a reason. And she's just like, yeah. I don't, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, Janet, what a crazy woman.
Lucky moms we have. Okay, so no news this week because of the influx of sales. And then obviously also everyone was on holiday. So why don't we just jump into
What's on your face?
I thought you froze for a second, but we were just waiting on each other's mouths. Okay, let's start with you.
Okay, this is gonna be easy. I'm not saying that this is a cheap lip balm, but I am saying it is the best lip balm.
Ooh.
It is from Kosas, and it's from their collaboration with Flora and Bast, which is a CBD brand. Y'all may know that I'm a little sus when it comes to CBD and its therapeutic properties. I think CBD is best utilized as a moisturizer and works best in hair care products and like moisturizing like face products. So they collaborated with Flora and Bast. It has this CBD extract in it. It says Flora and Bast 50 milligram CBD extra strength lip fuel. I like it because it doesn't make any claims for like therapeutic properties.
Well, I feel like I disagree with you in that I personally like CBD body products and I do believe that they help. Oh, maybe more with like pain relief. I don't know about like, I guess that's kind of the same thing as therapeutic. However, with beauty products, which we've talked about extensively previously on episodes where it's like CBD and like eyeshadow and lip balms, like I don't think that they're, you know, making anyone more feel more zen.
No. And I think like this is where Sarah and I actually disagree on something. I just personally have never.
Are we having our first fight?
Yeah, it's our first fight. I've personally never experienced any therapeutic anything from CBD. I think it's a placebo effect that I felt. Like if I've taken a gumdrop and I'm like, wow, I'm way more zen or whatever. I have used the Happy Dance bath balm. And I freaking loved it. It was very calming. Do I think it was because of the CBD in it? I don't know. I don't know. There's not enough research for me to know that. But
totally, totally.
All that being said, the Kosas Sport with the Flora and Bast. I'm really fucking up this name. It's Kosas Sport, the lip fuel. Okay. And they collaborated with Flora and Bast, a CBD brand. And it has full spectrum cannabis extract, hyaluronic acid, and konjac root in it. And I think like the real standout here is A, the cannabis extract helps your lips look plumper and like less irritated and damaged, especially if they're chapped, dry as hell, flaking. And then that konjac root, it kind of has like a gel-like film almost that protects your lips. So it's kind of like a shield. And then that CBD is working to fix the mess that's happening on top. And I swear to God, Sarah, if you look at this, like, it is destroyed. Like, I have used this.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Kirby is showing me and it looks like she ate it.
If you guys know anything about lip fuel from Kosas, it is a weird shape. It's not necessarily my preferred shape for a lip balm. But once you start using it, you get used to it. And I put this on in the mornings after I do my skincare and I can leave it on for literally hours and I don't have to reapply until like later in the afternoon.
Wow.
It is $20, so it's not inexpensive. And it's also a limited edition product, so
stock up.
Go to Sephora.com, buy many.
Great.
And enjoy.
Okay, so I want to talk about our dear friend Brittany Boyce. She is a celebrity nail artist and
pre-pandemic.
Aww, Brittany.
I was going to her because she does the best gel extensions and the best nail art designs on those extensions. There are a few designs that we've done together, or that she's done on my nails that we've done together. I'm just the hand model that have like totally gone viral on Instagram. And one of them in particular, this past couple weekends ago, Brittany shared with me an Instagram of Demi Lovato's nails, and it was a design that she did on my nails that she like created.
That's amazing.
I know. It was like different colors. It was like very like Picasso-y.
Yeah, abstract.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Shout out to Demi. Those were on my nails. So Brittany, over the past year, has been developing press-on nails of her own that feature her very modern, beautiful nail art designs. Obviously, we haven't been able to go to nail salons over the past year, and so a lot of people have been doing their nails at home themselves, skipping manicures, or, you know, buying. I think we talked about this, like press-on nails have grown in popularity in the past few months. And so I think she has been planning on releasing her own press-on nail sets for a while now. But what a great time to do it. And what I love about these are that, like, I'm not a big press-on nail girl because most of the times they're super long or they're a little loud for me. And Brittany's designs are beautiful. They are her signature oval shape. Like, it's not too long. So, you know, you can still zip up your pants, take your contacts out, pick a penny off the ground, feed your child, whatever you need to do with these.
Wipe your ass.
Wipe and clean your butthole. And not worry about putting yourself in danger. Yes. That's what Brittany should put on her website.
Good enough for your butthole.
Anyways, so she has three designs right now. They are $16. They were on sale for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I don't think they're on sale anymore. They have everything you could possibly need. You know, the file and buffer duo, cuticle stick, adhesive tabs. Kirby, stop laughing. We're like 5 years old.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's okay. So it has everything you need, file buffer duo, cuticle stick, adhesive tabs, nail glue, and 24 different nails of all shapes and sizes, because obviously our everyone's nail beds are different.
Yep.
And yeah, so she has like a beautiful sort of modern French nail. She has one that has like a cute little white geometric shapes and like gold lining, and one that's like a very beautiful nude pink, like it's called the Minimalist. So you can get those on her website, nailsofla.com. We'll obviously link to it. But yeah, support small businesses, y'all.
Yes. And I'm so proud of Brittany. She has done an amazing job. I can't wait to try them.
So congrats to her, and pick up one. I feel like they would make a great gift. Great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
Or treat yourself. Treat yourself.
All right, now it's time to bring in the elves.
Is it trap music elves?
The trap music elves. They just come in and start twerking. Wow, we need to pull it together.
Yeah, okay.
So this is our gift guide. We're really psyched about it. It was really hard to narrow down exactly how many gifts we'll be talking about, because I swear this could be like a 4-hour.
I feel like we tried to just sort of like top of mind, like what would we want to receive or what would we gift? What are we shopping right now?
Yeah.
That would made it like really easy.
Like we could have QVC'd this shit, and for each hour there could have been a theme and we could have just talked for a solid hour.
Oh my God, maybe we'll do that next year.
So we're breaking these down by price points. I think like that's always the number one thing people ask us. What's it cost? How much money am I going to throw down? Is it worth it? And so all of these products that we're suggesting are things that we have tried ourselves, like we want to receive. things that we think are worth the money, even if we haven't had the chance to like try each individual thing, because
yes,
as you guys know, we receive a lot of packages from different agencies and brands, and so we can only cover so much. I am really psyched to get started. We're going to kick things off with under $25.
Woo woo.
Sarah, what kind of products are these?
Stocking stuffers. They're like inexpensive. Some of them are you know, 10, 12 bucks. Or they're great gifts for, you know, maybe someone you're not super close with, but you just want to give them something nice to show that you're thinking of them. A cousin, a friend, co-worker, you know.
What's the first thing on our under 25 list?
Okay, controversial, because you were just talking about how you don't believe in CBD.
Oh shit.
But I believe in this product. I do agree with Kirby. There is a lot of BS CBD products out there. Absolutely. But Kush Queen is a very legitimate brand when it comes to CBD products.
Agreed.
And they make an incredible CBD bath bomb. I remember at the Christmas party that we hosted, our annual Christmas party at our house last year that we sadly won't be able to have this year, which Kirby was in attendance, obviously. I put a Kush Queen bath bomb in, and or maybe it was 2 years ago. Anyways, long story short, people were fighting over this bath bomb because who doesn't love a bath bomb? It's only $12.99. You can actually, if you do believe in CBD strength, they come in different CBD dosages. So the 25 milligram one is the most inexpensive one at $12.99. There is a 100 milligram one that is, I think, $16. And then the 200 milligram one, which is the strongest, is $20. She makes them in different scents. This one is the one that I'm linking is the Awaken one. So this has the entourage effect, Kirby. Remember when we did that panel? So it's got all of the terpenes and cannabinoids, all the goodness of the CBD in it. So it is working to, yes, relax you, but also has all those really beautiful hydrating properties for your skin. So I feel like this would make a really great gift for someone you know who could use a little self-care. And I think that's everyone this 2020. But they also make like a sleep CBD bath bomb, which would be great to give someone who, you know, isn't sleeping very much right now, which I think is everyone too. So yeah, $12.99.
I think this is a perfect gift for like a new mom. It's like, who knows if you will be able to take a bath, but if you are, here's a bath bomb. Like, chill out. This one has peppermint oil in it. You know, it's going to be extremely relaxing, like that menthol effect almost.
Yes.
So you'll feel it. You'll feel the relaxation. You'll feel a calming effect. It's like, it has that aromatic property as well. So it's like a sensorial experience, and it's exactly only $13. So,
love yeah, that. And like, I feel like you could give it as part of like a set of self-care goodies, you know, some like comfy yeah socks, a nice little candle, and then this bath bomb.
Cute, cute, love it.
Okay, Kirby, what's on your under 25?
Okay, y'all have to get this. Even if you don't want to give it to someone, just buy it for yourself. I had the honor and the privilege of being on a Zoom call with Kelsey Dinahan and Lil Jon a couple weeks ago. Lil Jon was the DJ of this event, and Kelsey was teaching everybody how to use all these different e.l.f. cosmetic products. And e.l.f. cosmetics, I don't even want to say that they're an unsung hero, because I know they have such a huge fan base and they're doing so many things right. Like, they're always ahead on the social media game. Like, they were one of the first beauty brands to get on TikTok.
Yes, their eyes, lip, face challenge, which like broke TikTok.
Totally. And they make some really incredible beauty products for just ridiculously cheap prices. It doesn't make any sense. And they're good. It's not like, oh, it was cheap and it broke and whatever. Like, there, I used this little eyeshadow quad that they had, and it's like maybe some of the best eyeshadow I've ever used in my life. It's legit. So my pick is the Sugar High 7-piece brush set. I got sent this set for this Little John escapade, and Little John, he was great. I have never seen a more enthusiastic man talking about makeup, but here we go. And what?
What? No, no, no. I disagree with you. I was going to say I'm bummed that I missed it. It looked like so much fun, and I also wonder how much they had to pay Little John to DJ via Zoom.
He was excellent. He was having the time of his life, and we were having the time of our lives. So they sent this brush set, and I have it literally sitting right in front of me. I put it in my pen cup because if I need a touch up, like for any reason for Zoom, like I use all these brushes. These brushes, they feel amazing. They're high quality. There will be no hair shed. You will not have a hair shedding issue with these. And I feel like this grouping of these 7 brushes are all of the brushes that you could possibly need for a full face. It says that they're professionally designed for all of your makeup needs. It would normally be $29, but it's a value of $29, but it's only $15. And it's 100% cruelty-free synthetic hair, which is great. We're all about it. So it includes a powder brush, highlighting brush, fluffy eye blender brush, blending brush, small angled brush, concealer brush, and eyebrow duo brush. Yeah, like I said, I just feel like all of these brushes are exactly what you need for a full face. I think my favorite is the fluffy eye blender brush. I feel like it just gets the perfect amount of product, blends it out really nicely, and it's the right size for my eyelids. So they're this really beautiful metallic pink color as well. So they're really fun. I think that if you have somebody that's, you know, young, just getting into makeup, really into like YouTube beauty gurus and stuff like that, and they're just trying to get their makeup stash going, buy them this brush kit. They'll be thrilled.
Yeah, super cute. $15? That's amazing. I love Elf.
Ridiculous. I love it. Love Elf.
Okay, so let's move on to our under 50 category. We've got a lot of recommendations here. This is the most popular amount of money that we're spending on gifts, right?
Yeah, because I think you save the higher priced items for people you're super close with. And then the smaller stocking stuffers, like, you know, we said, like the bath bomb or like these brushes or maybe like a candle or something, you probably try to keep them under 20, maybe even under 10 if possible.
Yeah.
So this is like what? This is like your good friends.
Yep.
The people that you see and talk to on a daily basis.
Or like if you're on a budget, this is still like under 50, like you still feel good about giving someone a gift, you know? It's like a good price point.
Yeah, that's special.
Okay, so the first under $50 gift that I have on my list is from Sephora. It is the Sephora Collection Facial Sculpting Set. It is $32, and for $32, you get a set of 3 facial sculpting stones, tools, which I think is such a great deal. So first you have a gray agate gua sha plate. And then we have a rose quartz knob and then an opalite wand. So you basically could give yourself a whole at-home facial massage with 3 different tools, the works, for under $32, which I think is such, and it's so beautiful. Like, who wouldn't want to receive this?
Super cute. I'm sure that like people are going to be wanting things like jade rollers, gua sha tools, things like that this holiday season. I think for $32 for all of these is a really great price point. And I also think like face massage is such an underrated, not mechanism, but what do they always say? Like modality. It's a underrated modality for an at-home facial because yes. People don't really think that face massage can do anything. And while it's definitely not going to like fix wrinkles or like, you know, these products won't make your you know, skincare penetrate deeper, it'll definitely give you that lymphatic drainage effect. Blood circulation to your face is so important. Especially if we...
And then it just feels so good.
Feels so good. And there's so many tutorials online that you can learn how to use these types of tools. So I think that this is really, really... this is a great value.
Yeah. And I think it's a great gift, too, if you want to give... If you know that someone... If you are trying to find a present for someone who loves skincare, but you don't really know what products they use or what their skin type is, like everyone could use these sculpting tools in their routine. So
agreed.
Okay, Kirby, what's your pick? First pick.
Okay, I think that this gift is beneficial to anybody that cares about their skin and really just wants to learn more about creating a routine. I think one of the most common questions that Sarah and I get from people is just like I don't know how to apply my skincare in the right way. I'm confused about actives. I'm confused about oils. I'm confused about all of these things. And sometimes Sarah and I are like, we can't cover everything from start to finish because things evolve. And also, you know, like we have an episode about the right way to apply your skincare, but we could also argue that like two or three of those could be switched given, you know, the time, the place, the person, whatever.
Totally.
So if you need a Bible that's going to lay out everything that you need to know about skincare, that's not gimmicky, that's not marketing, that's not just trying to sell you shit, you need to pick up from the Queen Caroline Hirons, her book called Skincare, The Ultimate No-Nonsense Guide. The hardback is $27. I have it on Audible. And listening to her beautiful British accent just makes it even that much better.
Ooh, I want to download.
I was volunteering a couple weeks ago at the LA Mission. And as I was shucking and stemming and tearing up collard greens for 4 hours, I was listening to this book. And obviously, Sarah, I think when you listen to it or read it, it'll be a lot of stuff that you probably already know, but there were a few things that I even was like, huh, interesting. Okay, this kind of changes my perspective on a few different, you know, principles I may have, you know, grown up with or things that I have just thought through work and things like that. So even I was learning about all the goodness that Caroline has to offer. And of course, Caroline has decades of experience. She knows everything about every product you could possibly care to know about. And she's very just no nonsense. I love that that's in the title. She's not going to sell you on something and tell you to. She even talks about like tweakments and, you know, if you have wrinkles and stuff. And if like you see somebody that looks like they have a new face, it's because they do. Like they didn't just get that from water and like, you know, Bobo a couple of times a year. Like, and she's been upfront about the treatments and services that she's had done. So I think that this is not only great for somebody that's like just getting started in skincare, but if you feel like your regimen needs a jumpstart or you just are curious to learn more about skincare in general, pick up this book. It's incredible. And if I were you, I would just get it on Audible and listen to it. I think it says it's 1 credit or 1603 on Audible.
I'm listening to Barack's book right now on Audible.
I need to listen to Barack.
20 hours of Barack.
Barry.
that's my self-care.
Love it.
Okay, I feel like this next product I'm going to talk about is also Kirby approved as a gift because I got the idea from when you said on the last episode, if you can't afford to buy someone something designer like a handbag or a piece of jewelry, you can buy them a designer beauty gift and they will still wrap it and make it really beautiful. Or also just the whole unboxing, you know, experience of opening a Chanel hand lotion. Who doesn't want that?
Chanel, baby. Chanel.
Truthfully, though, the hand lotion. So this is La Creme Maine. It's their white one. You know, it's a little egg-shaped. You've seen it on Instagram because everyone loves to take pictures of it because it's so cute. But it's actually also a really great hand lotion. It's the one that I have on my nightstand. I use it. I used to have it next to my laptop when I was doing more work, which we'll resume soon. But yeah, it's expensive. It's $50. Are you using it right now?
No, I'm using a different one. Sorry. You just said hand cream and it reminded me.
Oh, okay. It's $50. So it is very expensive hand lotion, and it is not large by any means. It is 1.7 fluid ounces. However, it is something that I think everyone would love to receive, man, woman, child, sister, aunt, boss, whatever. whenever I run out, I'm always like squeezing it even smaller because I hate squeezing it or getting to the end and it's empty. Also, I should say that they have the other one, the Le Lift La Creme Main, which is, it's supposed to be more lifting, right? It's supposed to be for like wrinkles and discoloration, dark spots. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that one is black. The black one with the pink writing. So either of the two.
I also have this hand cream. I keep it in my purse. When I take it out and go somewhere and I bust this thing out, you would think I am the bougiest bitch alive. And I try to be.
It just makes you feel fancy.
Why the hell not? So I am definitely going to be giving a few people this. It is probably the cheapest thing on the Chanel website. Let's be real. It is. Like... It is.
But I feel like to me, like, I mean, a Chanel lipstick, of course, would be a beautiful gift as well. Chanel nail polish, great. But I really, truly think that the lotion is something that everyone will use and you don't have to worry about, like, oh, what tones do they like? Like, you know, exactly. So.
And it's just so cute. So I'm glad you added this.
Cosign.
I totally cosign because I literally was on the Chanel website about to put this on the list. And I was like, no. Maybe not this year. And then Sarah was like, yes, this year. Love it.
Great minds. Okay, next, Curbs.
Okay, I am obsessed with this. This is, I love candles, y'all. I love them. But when you are staying at home all day and you're burning these candles from morning to evening, you are just going through the candles. You're going through them. And
yep.
I'm not trying to burn my $172 volcano candle that I received last Christmas all day so that it goes, you know, extinct.
Oh, you still have it.
I still have it and it's burning. It's almost at the end, but I'm trying to preserve it as long as possible. Okay. But then I buy some of these cheapy candles from like Target, you know, the Opal House, and they're fabulous, but they literally will burn through them in like 3 days flat.
Totally.
Okay. Pura Smart Home Fragrance Diffuser is going to change the game for all of you candle fiends. And granted, I love lighting a match, smelling the sulfur, and having that candle. But this way you can light less candles for a less amount of time and preserve them, but still have this beautiful fragrance throughout your home. So this fragrance diffuser, it is like a little disc that you plug into the wall, and it will diffuse your favorite fragrances like Capri Blue Volcano or Nest.
Ooh.
Or they do all of these different collaborations with these beautiful fragrance houses. Thyme's, you know, the Fraser Fir Thyme scent that smells like a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. They just launched that. And what I really love about this device, it's $44 for one device. And then the fragrances that you insert into them are between 12 and 18. And you use an app to decide when it turns on, when it turns off. You can put two fragrances in at once. So sometimes I'll have like Capri Blue going from like 8 a.m. when I wake up till 1, and then I give an hour break. And then from 2 to like 9 or whenever we go to bed, I have a different fragrance going on. It is incredible.
Oh, shit. Do you think that it smells exactly like the candle burning, or is it different in any way?
Nope. It smells exactly like the candle burning, especially the Capri Blue Volcano, which is my favorite scent of all time. I just on Black Friday ordered another device for the upstairs and more fragrances because I was running out. And I got a deal. So they're sending me two devices instead of one. So I'm very excited about that. But let me just read something real quick. It says,
I need this. You sold me on this.
This is an app-controlled device that you can access from anywhere. So it's like maybe you're running errands. You're like, oh, wait, I want the house to smell good when I come home. You just go for it there. There's custom schedules, like I said. You can, adjust the scent intensity. So if you're like, this is overpowering, it's a little too much, you can knock it back a few notches. There is away mode, so it kind of like pauses it, so you don't have to worry about it just constantly running and, you know, using up your fragrance. And like I said, you can swap between two scents, and there's this like LED ambient light that you can choose like what color you want it to be. And like I said, it's $44. It'll probably be a little bit over 50 though. Probably, I mean, not a little bit over. If you buy, you know, a fragrance to go inside of it, it's between $12 and $18 for these fragrances. So maybe it's not technically on the under 50 list, but the device itself is under 50. And
that's okay.
This is money well spent.
Oh, I'm definitely asking for that. That's amazing. I like that you can adjust the intensity, because I feel like I have very sensitive nostrils. And sometimes some of the plugins are just way too intense.
Exactly. It's like they took the plugin idea and then improved upon it and made it tech savvy, and it's fabulous.
Yeah, genius. Next gift on my list is the Olive and June Mani system, which I just think, like, the way it looks alone, it's just such a cute gift. But I also feel like I keep talking about it. Everyone is, you know, doing their nails more at home these days. And, you know, they probably don't have, their clippers are really old, their nail buffer is dull, they don't have any brushes, whatever. This Mani system from Olive & June is, it has everything you could possibly need. It's super cute in the, you know, cute Olive & June pink color scheme. For $50, you have the nail clippers, you got a buffer, it comes with, most importantly, the poppy, which is the little tool that you put on top of the nail polish, and it helps to stabilize your hand so you can paint both your non-dominant hand and your dominant hand and not have to worry about it getting all over the place, especially if you're terrible at painting nails like I am. It comes with a nail polish remover, a cuticle serum, a brush, and then one nail Olive & June nail polish color. You can splurge and get six nail polishes for $80.
Yeah.
But the $50 set comes with one, and I feel like you don't need to, I mean, splurge by all means, but I think the one color is fine, right?
I was just gonna say, like, if it's $50 for one and six for 80, just freaking get the $80 one.
Okay.
Am I crazy?
Fine, Auntie Kirby, we're splurging. Let's do it.
Do it. $80. Let's just do it. Because, like, I'm looking at these nail polish colors. I want exclamation point. I want Obvi. I want OJSM. Like, I'm already going past my one color.
We're splurging for you, Kirbs. And then the winter box is $94.
What's the winter box?
So it comes with eight their winter collection. So it's eight. Anyways, if you haven't also tried the Olive & June nail polish, they're great. They last longer than other nail polishes that you may have tried. The colors are great. Super, super cute. And yeah, the poppy really, have you tried the poppy?
Oh yeah, I wrote a big old story about it when it first came out.
Yeah, okay, so if you're terrible at painting your own nails at home, or you are gifting someone who doesn't also know how to paint their nails at home, this is really a great set. Ooh, it has over 1,000 five-star reviews.
If you look at their Instagram, the fans are rabid for Olive & June on Instagram, so I'm not surprised.
I was gonna put their pedicure system on here, but I didn't because if I had to choose one, I think the Mani is the way to go. Unless, you know, you want to splurge like Kirby, get both. Get the Mani system and the pedi system. Oh, there's an option to get the complete system.
Does anybody really want to do their own toes, though? I don't.
It's so hard to bend over.
I have a bad back. I'm not really down.
Bad back, bad knees. Such a Capricorn.
Bad knees. I'm such a Capricorn.
Okay.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho. Marc Jacobs is in the house. And let me tell you a MFing story about Marc Jacobs Beauty. They are my faves. I freaking love them. I love all of their products. But they just launched the Very Merry Cherry collection. They actually launched this in October, and I was like, holy crap, this is literally the cutest holiday makeup collection I have ever seen, ever.
It's so cute.
I don't think anything surpasses how great this is. It takes holiday packaging and just, it's unique. It makes it so much better. It's like, it's, there's the green and the red component, but it's not like on the nose, traditional, like, ho, 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 presents, Santa.
It's like a beautiful seafoam green.
It is legit. Like, green is my favorite color. So I am.
Is it?
Yeah, green's my favorite color.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And I am obsessed. So this Very Merry Cherry collection, I have it in the under 50 category, but that's because a lot of the products in the collection range from like $27. The highest is $60. So you can really pick whichever one you want. I think that this gift is great for anybody who, A, you know, loves Marc Jacobs, whether it's their mascara, the Velvet Noir, which is my favorite. They have the Velvet Noir version of the Very Merry Cherry and this beautiful, you know, the seafoam green with the gold lid. I'm holding right now the Omega Glaze. It's the All Over Foil Luminizer. Here's the thing. It says that it's $34 right now, but I think that's because we're recording this on Sunday and it's still like Cyber Monday time. So I think after Cyber Monday, it'll be $49. But this foil luminizer is so gorgeous on your face and your body, like collarbones, shoulder blades. One of my favorite luminizers of all time. It's a really beautiful powder formula, very, very creamy. But it has this adorable cherry applique on the top. And I just think it's like fun, festive, kitschy. If somebody opened up this in their stocking, they would be thrilled because it's small enough to fit in a stocking. Granted, it's definitely like a higher price point, but they have their iconic multi-finish eye palette called Cherific. So cute. And it's like the colorway is focused on like these burgundies and these reds that are really popular around this time of year, perfect for someone with hazel or green eyes, in my humble opinion. They also have their signature O'Malley red lipstick. This is like the red lipstick that everybody is obsessed with. And they have it in that Very Merry Cherry colorway as well. And then they have little gift sets. So there's just so many things. Go to markjacobsbeauty.com and check out the Very Merry Cherry collection. You will not be disappointed. And this is just like a makeup lover's dream.
Usually, you know, November, starting October, I start to be like, okay, I'm going to give this to my sister. I'm going to give this to my mom. This, when I opened it, I was like, this is mine.
Totally.
I'm keeping all of it.
Yep.
It's too cute.
It's too cute. It's like I have a drawer in my office for makeup that I like have as keepsakes.
Oh, as keepsakes. Cute.
From like over the years. So there's like a Betty Boop MAC lipstick and like a Candy Johnson Too Faced collab. And I am definitely going to save at least one of these products. Even after I use it, I'm going to keep the packaging.
I think it has to be that one.
It has to be the luminizer, right? Because it's just...
Yeah, it's just too freaking cute. If you could like change it, if you just save it at, like for the mirror itself, you just keep using it as a compact.
Yes, yes. And that's, I think that's it. It's like you will want to keep using these products like because of the mirrors inside. Ugh.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Okay. That's my love letter to Marc Jacobs Beauty.
Okay. So you have two more things you want to talk about.
Okay. Real quick, I do want to say that Dior also makes incredible makeup. Sarah and I talk a lot about how we love Dior concealers. They're so like the little mini eyeshadow quads, the highlighter, the Dior Backstage highlighter palettes.
Yes.
There's a bunch of new ones that just came out for holiday that are gorgeous. Okay. And so I was trying to go through all of the new like Golden Lights limited edition makeup products that Dior came out with. And I think the one that is just a stunner is their Diorific Golden Nights limited edition lipstick. So there's a bunch of different shades. This color is called Glittery Rose. It's their gorgeous signature Dior lipstick, very creamy. It's just this really pretty berry shade. And the lipstick's going to be creamy and gorgeous and you're going to love it. But it's kind of like a little show-stopping because when you twist the bullet up, it has these beautiful glittery snowflake stars engraved into the bullet. So I just think that's really special. And
it's like the Chanel hand lotion where when you bust it out, you just feel fancy AF.
I think people, if somebody opened this in a stocking or like a pretty little Dior box, they would be ecstatic. But Dior really just makes some of my favorite makeup of all time. And I think that anybody that gets this lipstick would become a devoted fan and want to try more and more of their products for life.
Yeah. I was also going to say, I feel like last year there were a ton of brands that came out with the shimmery, glittery lipsticks for holiday. And they were all really beautiful, obviously. I think like MAC, Pat McGrath, obviously. But I think the Dior one is still like subtle enough where it's not super loud. Like it's still very chic.
Totally.
You know?
And also, so this is $40. And I think sometimes people with the glittery lipsticks, they get disappointed because the way that that glitter is applied on the outside, it's like flocked almost. So with one or two applications, you might get that glittery look, but then you won't get it after that because it goes away because you've worn it off the top of the bullet. And so I think in this case, it really is like decorative, but the lipstick itself does have a little bit of a sheen. So like you said, it's like a little bit more elevated and not so like glitter lip. And then lastly, I had to throw this in there. Sephora is, they have so many amazing gift sets right now, y'all. If you have a favorite type of product, whether it's like, you know, trying out different perfumes or lip products, they have a gift set for you at an amazing value. And so I wanted to throw out that they're going to have this. They're not going to have it. They have it now. It's called Sephora Favorites Lash Stash Mascara Gift Set. It's $48. But can I just break down what you're going to get in this gift set?
Break it down.
Like, you're not going to have to buy mascara for who knows how long because there's so many for you to test. So it's 10 of Sephora's best-selling lash products from brands like Pat McGrath Labs, Too Faced, and more. I think this is so smart. It's like the travel size of all these bestsellers. So you're not going to feel bad if one of them doesn't work for your eyelashes because you're like, okay, it's small. I'm not like wasting an entire mascara. Like I mentioned, it has Pat McGrath Labs Fetish Eyes Mascara, Too Faced Better Than Sex, Benefit Cosmetics Bad Gal Bang, Blink Mascara Amplified, which is the tubing mascara, Urban Decay Lash Freak, Ilia Limitless Lash, Velour Effortless No Trim Natural Lash Collection. So you'll get actually a faux lash in there. Grande Cosmetics Grande Lash MD Lash Enhancing Serum. I think this is great if you are looking for a serum. Grande Lash like does the damn thing, so you'll be thrilled with that. Anastasia Beverly Hills Lash Brag Volumizing Mascara, and then of course Lancome Cils Booster XL. So really, so much to try here, so much to get your hands on and enjoy. This is one of those gifts I would treat myself with. It's $48.
What a great gift, because, and also just a set, like you were saying, Kirby, because you get to try all of the different mascaras. Because I feel like mascara is one of those things where, for me, because obviously I am a devotee to my eyelash extensions, but when I was trying mascara, it's like you don't want to spend all your money on the one giant tube because you don't know if you're going to like it, but how else are you going to try it? So this is great. Okay, so we are moving on to our under $100 category, and we've just got two quick little picks here. My pick, so I would have to say that the thing that family, my sisters, my mom, and friends ask me for most for Christmas, for their birthday, is Tatcha. Like, always Tatcha. The water cream, a mask, cleanser, and like I'm like I only have so much Tatcha to give my friends, and most of the time I'm keeping it for myself. So
totally,
if you are also like them and you love Tatcha, or you know someone in your life who is a big Tatcha fan, they have a bunch of amazing gift sets for the holidays. The one that I'm featuring is their Pure Skincare Delights set. It is a $123 value, but it is $88, and it comes with all of my favorite skincare products. It has their Pure One Step Camellia Cleansing Oil, which is a beautiful cleansing oil, perfect for double cleansing. It feels super, super luxurious. Then the Rice Polish Classic, which is when Kirby and I were talking, I think last episode, I said that is like one of my must-have products. It's like the exfoliating. It goes from a powder to a foam. And then it comes with the essence, which is also a must for me. It's, I think when we interviewed Vicky Tsai, the founder of Tatcha, she said it's like the product that she must always have. Same with Yoli. And then it has the water cream, which I think is, Kirby, would you say that the water cream or the dewy skin cream or what Tatcha moisturizer would you say is like everyone's favorite?
Maybe the water cream.
Water cream. I love the water cream so much. When I use the water cream, I literally go through it in like 2 weeks almost.
Really? See, I'm a more of a dewy skin girl, but everybody else.
But you think that everyone loves the water cream?
Yeah. I think it's like that's the cream to get if you're trying Tatcha for the first time or you're re-upping something, just stick to the water cream.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, so it comes with the four products for $88.
And this isn't full size, right? These are like little sampler sizes?
They're not like super mini, but yeah, they're not full size, but they're not like mini. They're like a good in between.
Like you could get like 4 weeks out of these.
Totally, yeah. So I think this is a great like introduction to the brand. This is like their hits, the Tatcha hits. So yeah, I think, yeah, buy it for someone you love.
All right. My under 100 pick is from Boy Smells. I mentioned them on the Cyber Monday Black Friday episode. I just love their candles. These are those candles that they don't burn quickly, but they also, I don't want to just spend like, I don't want them to burn all day because I don't want to waste them. I'll turn these on. I'll light these when I'm in the bath. I'll light these if I'm doing work in my office. And the recommendation I'm going to make is the Boy Smells Slow Burn, Burn in a Hurry bundle. It's $98. And
ooh, is this the Kacey Musgraves?
Yes. So I am a Kacey Musgraves stan. I stand for this woman. I saw her at Bonnaroo 2 years ago and cried my little eyes out.
And then we saw her for last Christmas.
We did at the Edie Parker flower event. And let me just tell you, I have never been... I was just staring at her like a lunatic. I couldn't stop looking at her. She was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So Slow Burn obviously is the name of one of the songs on her album, Golden Hour, which is one of my favorite albums. And the Slow Burn candle, it has notes of incense, black pepper, raspberry, tonka. It's just like this really nice, like it's not musky. It's not heavy.
Sexy.
It's a very sexy candle. Yeah. And this bundle, it comes with the Slow Burn Magnum. So usually it's like a one wick candle, but the Magnum is three. So it's the huge candle. And then it also comes with a wick trimmer. And I think wick trimming is such an underrated part of taking care of your candles.
Yep.
People let them blossom and then they like, you know, it starts smoking and shit and it just gets bad. So you always want to trim the wicks and keep them as short as possible. And so with this, you don't have to worry because it comes with a wick trimmer that's beautiful. And it says burn in a hurry on it. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm a Kacey Musgrave stan. I have to have this. So I'm gifting this to myself because my birthday's 2 days after Christmas.
Yes. You deserve.
Woohoo! Okay, y'all, we got $100 and more gifts.
Okay.
Bom, bom, bom. Show me the money. Show it.
Okay, so my pick is something that I haven't tried, but I want it because I've been like, what?
I want this too.
You do? Why don't I want this too. I could have sworn that you had this.
Okay. I was like, what PR person do I need to reach out to beg to get this? I want it so bad.
1000% same. Maybe we'll just have to buy each other then for Christmas. So I was reminded about this product because when on our Instagram, we asked our followers what they were purchasing this weekend, this past weekend. And someone said that they were buying the DMH Aesthetics LED Light Shield Mask. So you've probably seen this on a Kardashian or two. It's actually sold on Poosh, Kourtney Kardashian's website. It's like the very futuristic looking LED light mask. It's like the one that's I read her review on The Cut, and they described it as like, you know, like the Yeezy, like hater block. What is that, what they used to call them? Hater blockers?
Yeah.
Hater shields?
Yes.
The sunglasses with the yes. windows. Not the windows. You know what I mean?
With the LED lights?
Were they hater? What were they called?
I don't remember, Sarah. I wasn't cool enough.
I feel like such an old fucking person right now. The hater blockers.
I mean, it says shades, particularly when you wear them in the club or at night, because no matter where you go, there's always going to be haters. So I don't think there's a specific kind.
Okay. But you know what I'm talking about. I thought there was like a phrase, and I'm just like,
no, you're fine. You're fine.
Aging myself. Okay. Anyways, these babies are $190. If you were smart like our listener and bought them during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, they were, I think, 20% off on Poosh. There's also another brand that makes a very similar looking product, and I'm sure that it works just as well. It was like TheraShield, and that was, I think it's a little bit more inexpensive. But anyways, this baby has the three different LED lights. It's got the red, it's got the blue, and it's got the yellow. And I want it. I want it really badly. So
I want this really badly because, like you said, of the different light settings. And I know that there have been models of LED type products that are like sunglasses and it just focuses on the eyes.
Yes.
But I think this is so smart, like the way that they set this up like sunglasses. So it like holds it on your face.
And you can go do your things. Like you can work, you can clean the house, you can take yes. a nap, you can watch your Netflix.
Yes. And there is so much out there about LED light therapy and how helpful it is for inflammation, for aging, dark spots, all of that stuff. And admittedly, that's one thing that I just don't do a lot of. Like I have the LED attachment on my new face and I don't use it as much. I'm going to go use it tonight.
I also feel like it's just, yeah, like it's, no one has the time to actually sit and do the gadget, the LED, for the amount of time that you need to see results, especially at home. And like, I even have a panel, like the one that you, not a big panel, it's just like probably like the size of my laptop screen to lay under. But like, when do I ever, especially now, have the time to just lay under it
totally.
For like half an hour? I don't. So
yes, I want jewelry and this LED light. Thanks.
Okay. What kind of jewelry?
You're like, what kind of jewelry? Huh. Interesting. from the last line. I literally, am I terrible? Does anybody else do this? I made a note on my phone and I shared it with Patrick and was like, this is my Christmas and birthday list. Have at it. Enjoy.
No, because they need help and you make it easy for them.
They do. I feel like if I give you eight things and this is what I want from this list, then it's really hard to make me like disappointed. Right? Okay.
Exactly.
Somehow I have the most expensive gift on this entire list. Shocker.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay, y'all. I have changed my life with this product. I have it. It is incredible. I'm not even remotely exaggerating. Like, this is one of the best gifts anybody could receive. I often talk about the reason why I get pedicures. It's not really to paint my toenails. I do love toe and nail maintenance, okay? So I get pedicures for that reason, but I also get it for the foot massage. Like, I want a decadent foot massage to happen when I am at the nail salon, all right? If you skimp on the foot massage, I will, like, never forgive you. So TrueMedic has this foot massager with heat. And when I tell you that the heat is the game-changing element here, can I just tell you what Oprah has to say about this product?
I was just going to, if you weren't going to read it, I was going to read it. This is, the both of you have me sold.
I did not know that Oprah also had this and co-signed it, but this is Kirby's favorite thing of 2020, okay? As Oprah says in the December issue of O, the Oprah magazine, when I tried this foot massager, I swear I'm sorry. I swear Fireworks lit in the sky, waves pounded against the shore, and a choir of angels sang, "This is some powerful pampering." Okay.
Damn.
So this is a deep tissue shiatsu massage from the comfort of your own home from True Medic. You literally just stick your feet in these little holes. Okay. And then you press the button and it will start to encompass your foot tightly. And then it just feels like somebody is kneading your...
like little elves.
Yes. Just kneading your foot underneath, on the sides, on the top. You get this like 360 experience and on each foot. Then you have the heat element, which just takes it up another level. And I have this underneath my desk right now. I should have had it going while I was recording this podcast, but if I'm sitting in front of my computer doing work, I turn this baby on and mine has a timer and it makes work so much better because I'm getting a foot massage.
Did you buy this like full price?
I did not. And I honestly am ashamed to say that I received this. I'm not ashamed that I received this. I received it from True Medic a year and a half ago, and I think I tried it once and was like, cool.
Oh my gosh.
And then just completely forgot about it. And then obviously when the pandemic happened, I was like, why am I not using this? And now I swear to God, I use it every day. It has improved my mood drastically.
Also, okay, here's something that a theory that I have that I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel like because we're all spending more time at home and we're not wearing shoes like that give us the proper support, and we're more likely walking barefoot or in slippers, like our feet are just hurting.
Totally.
And they also like are not protected, so then they're also ugly, like you know, like my socks and shoes.
Yes.
Like our heels, and like obviously our toes are exposed. Like feet are really suffering in 2020.
Yeah, I need a podiatrist ASAP after all of this. But I was going to say, if you don't want this foot massager, go on the True Medic website and look up their other products. They have this thing called Magic Hands, which is a neck and back massager with heat.
Yes.
And it basically straps around you and will knead your lower back, your upper back, your neck, wherever. I love massage. I love human touch. And if I can't have another human massaging me, this is the next best thing. It feels like somebody else is touching you, and that's all that matters to me. So,
Miss the human touch.
Miss that human touch. Okay, that wraps up our gift guide. I hope that you guys got some inspiration at least from this gift situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Or if you want to gift us anything. Just kidding.
Matt, Patrick.
I don't need anything. I just need some sleep and a massage. Let us know what you guys are asking for, or what you guys are not just buying Black Friday, Cyber Monday, but what you are gifting. I want to know. I love looking at people's shopping lists. Is that weird?
No, I love it. I think it's really, it inspires me to be like, ooh, that's a good idea. Or ooh, like you can jump off ideas and be like, this would be perfect for so-and-so. I love that. I keep a running list of gift ideas on my phone.
Exactly.
Because I'll randomly get one like idea in my head and then I'm like, okay, I don't want to forget this. So I'm all about that. All about that life. Because y'all loved the Black Friday Cyber Monday document, we're going to share this one as well. Good on ya. Enjoy.
Sharing is caring. Ooh, and then yeah, are we going to turn the comments on?
I'm going to turn the comments on, but don't try to go through this document and edit it for grammar or punctuation.
Oh, no. I just want people to comment their picks.
Well, I was getting notifications all weekend of people going in and like trying to change the name of things. And I'm like, that's not the right name. That's not.
Okay. Don't be rude, guys. We're letting you in our house.
Yes. Don't
just
do it.
You know, and be courteous.
And especially if it's wrong, just don't. Don't do it. Please.
Like that. Yeah.
Begging you. As always, y'all can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Go to our website, losangelespod.com. Check out all of our episodes. You can listen to them there. Get all of the links to all of the products and people that we talk about. And we will be back this Friday with a very special guest.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.